Welcome back, everyone. Going to the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Jeff, you're supposed to rant about a bad movie?
Yes. So, saw the movie The Chosen. Now, I say that I'm gonna cram this in, guys. Don't worry. I'm going to ruin the show. I like horror movies. Horror movies, if you like them, it means you like shitty movies. I like shitty movies. That's fine. I don't like really, really, really shitty movies. Unless they're intentionally really shitty, like The Room, in which case, well, we can argue intentions till we... It's a great movie. It's really bad, though. It's the worst. This movie, The Chosen... I should have seen the first red flag, which was that it was marketing itself as a Kian Lawley movie. Now, for those of you that aren't a 13-year-old girl or don't watch videos of 17-year-old boys trying to sploosh all the 13-year-old girls, this is going to get really gross. It could get gross, but it won't. He is just a outrageously attractive pre-adult young man, and that's it. That's his career. Okay. I wish I could tell you more, but that's it. And he gets dragged into this movie because he has like 2 million followers on... What's that thing where he makes quick videos? Anyways.
Vine.
Imagine a horror movie that is so preposterously bad in story, but nay, I say to you, then also double it with the worst acting you've ever seen in your life. And again, I like horror movies, so my threshold for bad acting...
This Vine guy...
Yeah, it's Vine. That's right.
This Vine guy
is
in the movie.
This Vine
guy.
Here
you go, Steven. In 30 seconds, you got to where I did in 5. Let's go. Okay, so Kian Lawley...
Yeah, I missed that.
What? I was making fun of him for taking a long time to say that Kian Lawley's in the movie. Guys, we're supposed to hate on Wheat. What's the plan?
No, I mean, like, I'm actually fucking mind blown that they got a guy from fucking Vine. Like,
yeah,
who
no, that's
actually
kinda weird.
Thought that that is a good fucking idea?
People that make the worst movie ever. So,
Jesus fucking Christ! God!
It's the world we live in. It's the world we live in.
Fucking stupid! Fantasy.
It's
terrible.
Someone's
paying that fucking idiot.
He made a lot of money. A lot of money. But never again, Wheat. That's the good thing about this movie. That's where I can turn your frown upside down. Like, after this movie, they're going to be like, well...
Never again.
Can't.
Never again.
So...
Next it's going to be like Snapchat stars. They'll be like, oh, who's big on the Snapchats?
They will, yeah. But I thought long and hard about, like, how it... Because I'm not a critical guy. Like, there's a lot of movies where someone's like, oh, it was bad acting. And I watch them like, you know, like... Okay, it's not. They're not going to win awards, but it conveyed ideas. I was immersed. It's fine. This was so hard to even imagine him putting himself in the emotional place. The movie is about a demon that just fucking chooses a child, I guess, and then you got to kill 6 family members so that the child can live. And then it goes
away. Good trade. Good trade.
So the emotion, like, that's the script. And then they're like, yeah, how are we going to make this guy convincingly decide to kill 6 family members to save this child?
7 seconds at a time is the fucking answer, obviously.
There's, like, brothers and sisters of fathers that left the family and then living with a grandmother and the sister. Like, I had no fucking idea who was. The sister of the guy looks like the girlfriend of him. So at one point in time, I thought they exchanged. But let's focus back on the bad actor. The best way to describe this is imagine a 17-year-old boy trying to look hot, saying and doing everything. We've seen it. It's fine.
Okay, all right.
But in a horror movie, he's like, oh, what do you mean the demon's coming? And I'm watching it, and I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? Like, how did any set of people go like, Kian, you're doing great. Keep it going. Scene 6. Let's do it. The demon's coming out from under the bed. And he's like, oh, God. Now that you know that you got to watch the movie, you guys aren't laughing as much as I thought, but it's terrible.
Jeff, I think you've got a future in this, man.
I'm horrified. Is there a trailer for this?
I mean, Vine and Twitch are not that far apart. Give it a couple of years, you're going to see a movie with, like, Zeke in it and be like, I saw this movie the other day.
Yeah. So this guy, he's excellent at screaming. He just screams the whole time. And it's amazing.
Do you want
now
to start a movie
heard me
studio,
say this,
Steven?
Just watch it, and if you watch it the right mindset, I think you can come away with it laughing your fucking ass off. Because
Adam,
I'm not overly critical. I watch really bad movies and enjoy them. I liked Alien vs. Predator, kind of, to give you an idea of how terrible a movie I can like.
That was pretty good, actually.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Enough about me.
No. Vine's a weird thing, man. I had a... how can I say this without getting breaking contract? There may or may not have been a contract that was renegotiated, and part of that contract is that certain groups would get first dibs on any Vine accounts that I create in the next 2 years.
What? Really?
Yeah. 100%.
They wanted that?
Yeah. They want first dibs to sell ads on Vines. That's the world we live in.
Okay.
And I was like, I will never use this. I will never make a Vine. And they're like,
but if
can
you
we
do,
just, can we just
still let's yeah you know
let's just put it
then
out
you don't care anymore. Right?
I will never no just go ahead and put it let's okay sure that's part of it that's how it went. That's great. I've got a roll to make. Just flatten my 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Make that luck roll.
14 or
seat
higher.
Seatbelts, everybody.
Dude, is it really only a 14? I guess not, I am low. We lucky. Don't actually level in this game, so 15. There you go.
Oh. Damn.
So
oh.
You did as you were smoking the cigar, you did buckle up. Before the car comes crashing in, throwing debris everywhere. I'm going to roll for Ichiro. How'd he do? Oh, he did not do well. And then one for DeSoto. How'd you do, buddy? Oh, just as bad. Okay, so...
Not good.
Oh, wow.
They're just dead.
So the two of them take 7 damage.
Both die.
JP and... Piani, you take 3, I guess.
3.
You take 3?
Yeah, just 3 damage from the crash.
Half damage.
Rounding down, you're so Canadian. And friendly.
And, so there's chaos. The front windshield shatters. And there's like, damage from the car. And the whole inside of the hold is all, like, fucked up now. So you, Alfie, you've been trying to get a hold of... You're like, Pi, get out here. Eric needs help.
Yeah, and sometimes it breaks into Swahili. Sometimes I don't finish the sentence, that kind of thing.
I actually looked it up. It's Eric needs Matibabu. Oh.
Matibabu?
What is that, medical attention?
Medical attention.
Sure, okay. Cool.
We're going to learn Swahili.
White truck rolls up with the word Matibabu written on it in red. The big plus sign.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Okay, so Pi says back to you, Alfie. Hold on. Okay, I'm gonna deal with the problem first. You get Eric inside, and then you hear like a loud popping sound, just above you, like a big hollow sort of popping sound, kind of like when a grenade launcher gets fired, but like much higher volume. Maybe you see a little projectile, like, shoot out and then burst. And then there's just, like, an incredibly fast sound of, like, I don't know if you've ever been inside during, a hailstorm, like a heavy hailstorm. There's this, like, loud sort of pinging sound as the tiny silica pearls burst out of the sand thrower shot and just, like, shred the area in front of the ship. Thankfully, everyone is either inside or under the ship, so you don't have to worry about getting hit. But let me see about these guys. I need to roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I need 10 tech saves. And anyone that gets under, let me check their saves. They have a save of 15. Okay, anyone that gets under 15 is dead. Here goes all the dice in the world. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 of them survive. I will choose them at random.
That 20, though.
Okay. So these 4 are knocked unconscious and are bleeding, but everybody else just gets killed. Like, and you can see, like, the concrete is suddenly, like, pitted with, like, tiny round holes. There's several other ships in the area that now have their windows broken. You can hear car alarms going off, it's messy. After that happens, Pi says, okay, you should be safe to come on board now.
Okay. Alferez says, he says, affirmative. I have one thing to do first, though. Are we out of combat then?
Yeah, there's no, you have no opposition, so.
There's nobody out there, I see, right?
I mean, there's still time, so everybody can take, like, an action, and then Eric loses a hit point, for example.
Well,
I got six more of them, buddy.
Yeah, seeing the situation,
yeah,
it is. I think
you have 36 seconds before you die.
Alpharius assess the situation, and then kind of knowing that time is of the essence, but also, I guess, as characters would go, is also beyond rage. He kind of jaunts out over there, realizing that he has just a short period of time, to the closest guy. Kind of he looks down on him, leans in, and then engages his blade from his arm, and says, looks at him and says, "You know, I probably should replace a lot of my robotics." And then he's going to start to saw off the guy's arm to take it with him.
Okay, so you do that to, like, the guy that's over here?
Yeah.
This dude? Okay. So that'll take you 2 rounds to get there, and then 1 to start doing it.
Well, no, okay.
I'm just saying, because, like, it's okay if you want to do that, it's just someone else is going to have to get Eric on the ship.
No, I don't, he is bleeding, think I was coming. If he's that far away, and it looks like it's that much amount of time, then no, I'm not going to let Eric die so I can saw a guy's arm off.
You can come back for it.
No, okay, just so you get a little peer into how fucked up Alfie is. He would have sawed a guy's arm off.
It's one of those things that, like, we see it all fold out, and Eric, like, is bleeding to death, like, reaching for you, and you walk away, start cutting the guy's arm off.
Hang on, buddy, I got an arm to pick up.
And then you're just like, no, you start sawing it off, and then we hear kind of muted in the background, we hear, like, the gurgling, like, Alfie, Alfie, and then you're just standing there staring. And go, what? Huh, never mind. I gotta pick him up.
I think actually, everything you just said actually does happen, but then it zooms back into just Alfie looking at the guys laying on the ground, and they just kind of looks down at Eric and picks him up and walks back on the ship.
Yeah, totally.
He wanted to go out there and saw the guy's arm off, but he knows it would kill Eric, so.
Cool. All right, so you pick Eric up and take him for Mati Babu while inside. Yeah, Piani and Higgs, the car is, like, up on its side, kind of. There's bits of broken glass everywhere and, like, a piece of a chair sticking through the front of the car. Ichiro is awake, or, like, he's sort of, like, he's stunned but conscious. He's got, like, blood streaming down his face. Higgs, you two are fine. You're just, like, buckled in and kind of in an awkward position. DeSoto, though, Piani, if you look at him, he's, like, totally unconscious. And he's just, like, lying, kind of hanging from his seatbelt.
Is it Piani? It's Piani's turn?
I personally am just going to... I mean,
either... Also, you're muted, Wheat.
Yeah, either sorry. Of you can do something.
I get out of the car, and I think I immediately, you know, I immediately just kind of bark out, Pi, I need you to move these two to the medical bay. I've got to take care of Eric. And I start to run to the... actual cargo ramp as they're coming up to meet them.
Okay. All right, so you run out to meet Alfie and... Okay, make a... just make a dexterity check to, like, navigate all the stuff, like, quickly. Because I just want to know how long it takes for you to get out.
Okay. So that's on a 0. So... A 5.
Oh, look at that. It takes you 7 rounds to get there.
No, it won't take that long, but it'll take you this round just to, like, get free of the debris and, like, climb over all this shit.
What's the DeSoto mission again, by the way? We're supposed to take him somewhere?
Yes. Yeah, you're taking him to Strophios to meet with the new prophet. But that's what he's supposed to think. You're actually taking him to Vinaya to turn him over to your friend.
Okay.
Rajani.
Then as I set Eric down for Pi, or not Pi, excuse me, Piani, and Piani is, like, starting to work on him, I'm going to go over to the car and survey, like, what do I see when I see, because it's a wreck in the fucking ship, so, well, I'm checking out.
I would say...
Yeah, Higgs can still do something, so Higgs, you can do something if you want to.
By all means.
Because I think you start walking over, and if Piani leaves the car, I'm still sitting there, maybe I'm just smoking the cigarette. And if I look over at the bodyguard, is he, like you said, he's wounded. What am I looking at here?
So he's got some sort of, like, surface damage, right? He's got abrasions and stuff from the debris. He looks like he's hurt badly enough to need medical attention, and he's, like, stunned. Like, he hit his head really hard. The airbag is all, like, in his face and, like, deflating. And his, you know, his pupils are all dilated, and he's kind of, like, looking around trying to figure out what the fuck just happened and get his head back in the game.
What is crashed around us object-wise? Like, what did we destroy? And if there is anything sharp, could I use it to attack and kill the bodyguard?
Yes, you could very easily take a piece of like broken metal or something from one of the seats and just jam it in his neck and he'd die.
That's exact. That I unbuckle the seatbelt. I open the door. Maybe have a little bit of a hard time getting out.
You still have the cigar in your mouth?
Yeah, I still have the cigar in my mouth. Okay. I bend down and pick up something metal. Mm-hmm. Walk over to the driver's seat.
Okay, he starts to kind of weakly like put his arms up. Like he puts one arm up to try to stop you, and like he's reaching for his gun, which has like come loose and fallen down at his feet. So he's kind of like trying to find it, and he's not really doing a very good job. But he can just swat his arm out of the way.
Okay, yeah, I just like swat his arm out of the way. Take mm-hmm. a big inhale, and then I just take the metal thing and just like jam it into his neck.
Okay, all right. He reaches up to get it, and you get him kind of in like the like webbing of his hand, and it like cuts through and like pins his hand to his neck, and the rest of it just like slides in, and then you lean on it a little bit, and you feel it slide into him, and then yeah, dark black blood.
And
just,
then
starts
I open comms and say, "Yeah, the bodyguard took some severe damage in the wreck. I don't think he's gonna make it through this." And then I uncheck it and I just dive it in again, just keep jabbing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you push it far enough in that you feel it like pop through the other side and hit the chair of the car behind.
Okay.
And he yeah just and like is just dying yeah. quickly of okay. blood and
then I just kind of like stand back and keep smoking the cigar and wait for Pi to come grab DeSoto.
Okay.
Well, I'm walking him too.
All right, so Piani, do you want to take care of Eric?
What? You're muted, please.
Silence.
Damn it, sorry, I'm different. So Eric is technically dead, or?
No, I am at like minus 5 hit points or something.
So I can just use...
biostasis.
No, biostasis would be if you're like dead. I would use psychic healing. Right?
The GM is nodding his head.
If it assumes... Okay. So, 1d8.
Cool.
And how much system shock does he take?
Well, if he was actually dead, it's 3. But if it's just psychic healing, it's 1.
Okay.
So, 1 system strain. Do I roll the d8 or do you?
It doesn't matter. Somebody gets to roll a d8.
Yay!
So you're technically still fucked.
No. I don't heal from 0, I heal...
So there's... You don't actually... Yeah, no, an unconscious character is bleeding out and takes further hit points, which indicates, yes, that's not enough to heal him.
Nice! So now I'm at minus 4 instead of minus 5.
You bought him some time, but the laser wounds...
Oh, God, I thought you were at...
The laser wounds go right through.
I thought you were at fucking 3. I guess I like have to use it a second time.
Okay.
Clear.
Let me that'd be 2 and that would be down to 10. Okay. God, I'm just gonna fucking master this. Son of a bitch. Why haven't I done it before? Okay. Oh my fucking god!
All right, I'm at minus 2, Wheat, and I've got 2 system strain.
What do you know? What page? Do you know what page you you got that thing that you posted in the chat, Skype chat?
That's
Steven.
That
yeah, 161.
Okay, I just want
because like there's actually no hard rules for death. Like it's kind of like the default is that when you hit 0, you die. But then in the GM section, it's like, oh, if you don't want that, then here's this other.
Yeah,
thing.
we've been using the bleed out thing. So
yeah.
Yep.
Because like biostasis says, with a touch, the biocionic may restore to life a being that has been dead for no more than 1 hour. The target has survived with 1 hit point and regains consciousness. Target must receive medical attention for their injuries within 1 hour of revival. Okay. Okay. So that's what if negative sure. constitutes, then I would much rather have
yeah.
spent.
Okay. So basically, like you want to use your you want to use your 1d8 points when they're still alive. And that's like giving them more hit points to keep fighting. You want to use biostasis as if they're at any minus amount. So take back the points. You just did it the first time. Okay. And you would use biostasis.
Which we'll, I...
Yeah, because okay. okay. technically Eric is in a state where, yeah, that's a smarter move.
Okay, cool. Okay. We'll how much system strain does biostasis give me?
That gives you 3, buddy. 3. So
yeah, perfect.
Now, what I will do is I will use psychic healing once even though I know that doesn't necessarily constitute, because I know we talked about it. But
he's at one. You just want to give him some, like, buffer space.
In case you are like, oh, hey, look, five guys were already on the ship. Like, what do you know? And yeah. So,
man, it'd be sweet if you got back to the ship and there's five guys waiting for you. Son
of
a bitch. So it's a big bag. You're actually going to take four total. It's just system shock.
Okay, so I go up to one from biostasis and then psychic healing. No, sorry, hit points. I go up to one hit point from biostasis,
right,
and then you give me some psychic healing. Can you roll that for me?
Yes, I'm rolling it right now. And there you go. It's going to be a big fat eight.
Oh, yeah!
Bam.
All right. Nice.
Cool.
Cool. So,
9 hit points.
So yeah, you heal him from being perforated with laser beams, almost like straight up to like fine health. What does that level of psychic healing like look like? Like, is it the wounds like knitting together, or are you using your like mental energy to create new cell growth? Like,
that's exactly right. It's hard to actually, it's hard to actually like see it on a molecular level, but like what you would actually see.
Maybe we get one of those like cool like zoom in like sci-fi shots. Like, this is the big effects budget shot for the episode where
there
it's
you
like,
go. We and get it goes CG. In and you just see all these. It's actually psychic manipulation on a cellular level, so it accelerates the cell growth, which nice. Just makes it repair. But then as the camera draws back, you just sort of see this faint, almost like sparkly, but you can't quite tell if it is light that sort of coats Piani's hand, and then like all over the wounds, and then it just sort of fades away, it's almost like a vapor mist, but it's a psychic fucking vapor mist.
y'all have seen
the world, motherfuckers.
Vape the wound. Vape to the wound.
Y'all have seen Parasite Eve, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I choose to believe it's like that.
There you go.
Cool. So yeah. Eric, you like come to with like a deep like a gasp of air, and you see Piani like kneeling or like hovering sort of over you. What do you do when you get vaped back to life?
Yeah, I think I just look up and I say, "Hi," and then I just like head back.
Awesome. Cool. So go ahead.
Oh, I just immediately say, we've got to get him to the med bay. I healed him, but he needs some medical attention still. And if no one responds, then I just fucking pick
him. Yeah, I mean, Alpharius is there, right? Like, or I guess he's walking away. So yeah, you can help Eric to his feet and like get him to the med bay.
Okay.
Where were you going, Alpharius?
I was walking over to the car to see what's going on.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And
so the car is
Higgs murder.
It's not like it's on fire or anything, but like it's pretty badly it crashed pretty hard into some semi like rigid surfaces. And you can see like Higgs said, the guy in the front seat, the bodyguard is very dead. And DeSoto is just kind of like hanging limp from his harness.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Go ahead.
No, you. By all means, you would see me first because I'd have my back to you. Go ahead.
Well, I saw you murder him, so I just kind of come over. I look at the. I'm behind you at this point. What?
Well, I was just gonna say, is that like I'm gonna give because JP had a minute to do that like subtly. Were you trying to not have anybody see you stab the guy?
Because I would say I wasn't trying to hide it, but I definitely wasn't like trying
to
let everyone know.
He stepped out of the car and stabbed him in the throat. I was walking up to the car.
Yeah, when he was taking his turn, he like grabbed something from the car and then stabbed the guy. But it's fine; it doesn't matter because Higgs wasn't making any real attempt to like
to hide it. So
he wasn't.
You probably just see me standing there like smoking a cigar, and maybe like that's when I say it over voice comms. You hear me say that, and you're like watching me when you approach.
Okay. So are we saying I didn't see him get stabbed?
He did.
No, you kind of saw. Yeah, you saw like the very.
Yeah, I just see it happen, and I just kind of look in, and I lean in, and I whisper, "Do you want me to get rid of the body?"
I'm kind of. Maybe I just like smoking the cigar, and I remove the cigar and just look at him, and I just go back in, and out of like the other side of my lip, I'm just like, "No, go ahead and leave it. We'll let him. Who cares? Just let it be there. We'll figure it out later."
He looks around the car. He sees the passed out DeSoto. Higgs is completely fine. This guy's dead. So he just kind of goes back to Eric and Piani and stuff to, I assume at that point they're helping him up or something like that, and I just help that way.
Yeah, Eric can walk. So he's making his way to the ship. Okay, so DeSoto is still just like hanging out in the backseat of the car.
Yeah, well, I'm there, and if is Pi not coming to get him out? Because I would assume Pi would be the one that would have to like forcefully move some of the wreckage to get him out safely, because I can't. I'm not that strong.
Pi using the jaws of life.
Yeah, Pi is basically our jaws of life.
It's you can take him out of the car yourself. Like you'd unbuckle him and pull him out.
Okay, then I do that and put him on like a solid ground while I wait for someone with more medical authority.
So when
authority
you take him out, like you go in to get him out and like unbuckle, you notice that his because he's wearing like a white like a linen suit before. The inside of one of his thighs and like all down his leg is just like soaked with blood. And there's a piece of metal. It's like only about this big, just kind of like sticking out of the inside of his leg. And he's you can see it like gushing with out. His heartbeat. Yeah.
Okay. Oh God, I'm wearing. I look down at my jacket and see that it's the denim jacket. I'm like, and then I look around. Is there any like cloth or something around that I could tie around this guy's leg?
Oh, it's the dead guy right in front of you.
Yeah, his bodyguard has like a tie on.
Yeah, I grab the tie. And if it doesn't work, I
sure
just keep grabbing it.
Do you have the medicine skill?
Probably not, but I can check.
It's tech. I think tech medical.
Tech medical. It's a negative one.
Okay.
Would you like me to roll it?
Yes, please.
Trying to think if there's any bonuses I can do for this, but I don't think there is. What is the attribute on that?
In this case, it's
none.
Which it'd be dexterity because you're doing it like with your hand eye coordination. So yeah.
Assisted none. I rolled a 3.
Okay. Okay.
I would like to re-roll that.
So some of the cigar is dropping into the guy's wound.
You just jam it in there.
Yeah, just take the cigar out.
6. Fuck. It was better.
Okay.
The 6.
Better, but still a failure. So, he's still bleeding out pretty bad, and it's like maybe worse than you thought.
How hot is this? What did I use to light the cigar?
There was a cigar lighter in the car, but the wound is too deep to just cauterize with a cigarette lighter.
What about a torch somewhere in the cargo area of the Swan Song?
Yeah, you could do one of those. That'd be a thing you could find. But I mean, again, like cauterizing a wound isn't like it is on TV where you're just like, yeah, it's hot stuff.
But is it like it is in D&D where you just cauterize the wound?
No, I mean you're probably gonna have to fix the fact that his
there's
an artery or something that's been nicked or severed.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I go over the comms. I'm just like, someone needs to get in here with some medical expertise. DeSoto's gonna bleed out, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, so Piani, you hear that because Higgs is standing like across the debris pile,
and this is in the med bay, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're in the cargo hold. This guy is just like
Still in the. Okay. Is this guy at negative hit points?
Yeah, he's like super pale, blood everywhere. Like, he needs some attention very quickly.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to get a workout today. I use biostasis.
Okay.
And I suppose just like Eric, I'll go ahead and use psychic healing, which would put him at a 4. I'm now at 6.
Okay.
And I don't even remember.
You're using biostasis on him?
Yes.
Okay. It's been 4 rounds since he lost his last hit point. So I need you to roll percentile. Just roll D100. If you can get, you just need a 75% or lower for it to
work.
Yeah, for it to work on.
Whoa.
Okay, you're good.
Oh, I thought you said whoa, but you said 12.
No, I didn't. I said whoa because the 3D dice rolled 2D10. I thought I fucked up, but yeah.
No, anyway. You got it right.
That's how you do 100.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, well, so he's
that's
stable.
How you do 100.
Real week. Nerds have a real D 100.
Actually,
come
they
on.
Just roll 2d10s.
Dude, so. a real D 100 takes forever to stop rolling.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah.
It's a sphere.
You're basically rolling a tennis ball.
Awesome.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Cool. So he's unconscious. He's at 0 HP. Or he's at whatever 1 HP.
Right. And then I will heal. I will use psychic healing, which, like I said, that will add 4 system strain to him.
Okay.
For the biostasis and the psychic healing.
Okay. If you do that, he'll wake up. As it is now, he's stable and unconscious. Do you want him to be awake?
Oh, that's a good point. Because this is DeSoto, right?
Yes.
Do you ask?
He's
us?
Fine.
Are we delivering him? We're delivering him to somewhere that he doesn't think he's going, right? That's
absolutely
the whole idea. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a good plan. Yes.
So are you standing next to me? Like, what do I see when you're doing all this? What do you actually physically do? What does your character actually physically do when I'm standing there?
I like kind of kneel down beside him, and I put sort of my hands around where I see the biggest wound. Actually, with this one, because it's biostasis and not psychic healing, I just like touch him, and something happens in his brain.
Yeah, and we would see the pulsing of the blood like stop, like it stops like gushing and just becomes like a steady sort of like trickle from the wound.
Yeah, he still needs medical attention though. He's gonna be out for a bit.
Well,
we should take him to the med bay and be on our way.
How are we gonna get out of? Can we get out of customs with this? Is this gonna? I don't know how this is gonna work. Maybe I just like walk away as I say that, go back up to the main area, the deck or whatever the fuck you want to call it, and start prepping the ship to like launch. Are there still guys outside? By the way, on the map there are, but
they're unconscious, so like rolling around on the deck. They're all very like badly crippled,
bleeding
not
out.
Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no one should live. So.
Fire that thing again?
Can I? Can we just fire the sand thrower again?
Sure. Yeah, if you want to.
Because I fire it. I don't want people to be alive outside.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you just blast it again. They stop moving.
I
some
blast
of them,
them
lose. Some of them lose limbs.
Okay, that's fine. That'll work. Then this is the main cargo or the main customs place, right? Where we're at.
It's a landing pad. The ship is still technically like locked in the customs like dock thing. Like there's the clamps are still holding on to the outside of the ship.
And we have to get through those by contacting customs and saying we want to
normally,
leave.
Yeah, normally they would just like approve your leaving and then disconnect the clamps and you could take off.
Well, maybe they haven't caught wind of what happened, so can I contact them as fast as possible and be like, yeah, this is swan song. We need to go ahead and get out of here.
Okay, make a luck check.
14 or higher on this, right? Let's look. Yes. Oh, I can just click this button.
Mm-hmm.
Fail. Okay. All
right. So the lines are jammed. Like you get a automated reply like when you try to hail the system, and they're like, due to a high volume of calls, we are not currently able to assist you. And you're up on the in the cockpit now. And Pi is just like standing there. Like Pi's body is just standing there, like looking out the window. You can see. Like vehicles, you can see the like flashing of. You hear sirens in the distance, and hear and see the like flashing of like police lights. And Pi turns and looks at you, and on the like kind of display where their face is, the face is just like two dots and a line, like the kind of neutral, like, well, this is kind of fucked up face. And then Pi says, "I think the police are coming."
Well, great. Is there any way you could perhaps break these chains that bind us, Pi? Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I don't think I understand the metaphor.
the chains that are keeping us here on this this planet for the ship, can you perhaps hack them and free us?
Oh, the docking clamps.
That's the word.
No, I don't think so. Piani might be able to.
Okay. All right. By the way, if the cops do get on board, I would like you to power down and keep quiet.
I understand.
Okay. Okay. And I go over the ship comms. I'm just like, Piani, we need to get the fuck out. We got cops on the way. Can you try to break these chains?
I'll be to my room in a moment.
We've got exit codes, but I don't know how the cops. I mean, we don't have we killed 13 people codes. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I finish doing whatever in the med bay and head over to my room and take a look at what I can do.
Okay. Eric and Alfarious, where are you going?
So I'm like in the medical bay, right? Because I'm getting medical treatment after the
biostasis.
Yeah, where did I guess I want to know where DeSoto ended up and where, like, I just want to know where everybody is.
So, like, I
in
guess.
In the med bay.
Yeah, I'm in the med bay. Did y'all bring DeSoto here as well?
I think Pi did, right?
Like, am I awake enough to be able to be like, you're assisting with my own treatment and
you're basically like
or whatever.
You're basically fine. Like, you could just go about your business and be okay. Like, it's the biopsionics are intense for that stuff. Like, your body feels like worn down because you have system strain and stuff, but it's like you're in fine health.
I thought after like biostasis, I had to actually receive medical healing in order to be fine.
You, or was the you normally healing? Would, but that was the second thing that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
DeSoto only got the first one. That's why he's unconscious.
Yeah, then I'll totally like be hanging out with DeSoto, just like keeping him stable. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, like, I don't think. Let me double check. I don't think I have the medical skill.
Sure.
Oh, no, I don't. So I guess I'm like. I'm doing the bare minimum. Like, I've got the heartbeat monitor. I'm just
sure.
Like,
and
wringing
the system,
my hands.
The system walks you through. Like, it's got a sort of worn touch screen with like one of those yellow like caution things around it. And when you walk up to it, the auto dock like turns on and is like, "Please state the nature of your medical emergency." And it shows you a bunch of icons. It's like gunshot wound, stabbing, like fall, and each one has like a little icon of like a person having a bad thing happen.
Yeah,
to them.
It's like the portal icons.
Yeah, and so you tap one, you're like a gunshot wound, and it's like, "Please show me where you've been shot." And it like shows a little like body with like a sad face, and you go through the thing, and it's like it tells you what to do.
Yeah, cool. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so you're trying to operate the auto dock, and it's telling you like how to what to press and where to like position.
I just like push the morphine button like 4 or 5 times.
Okay, cool. Is it for you or for him?
It's for him.
You're like morphine.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So it keeps him stabilized and it like straps him into the docking bay, or into the med bay. Alfie, where do you go?
Probably just following around the action. So I'm somewhere near where Higgs is, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not in the way. I'm just like standing by the wall, just waiting to be ordered to do something.
Okay, so you're just like waiting on the deck. Do you want to? Get in the pilot seat in case you need to make a hasty exit?
Yeah, I guess I would do that, yeah.
So that's kind of your jam. I mean, you're in the room anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Piani, you want to try to... you access the computer system for customs for this city, and it says... It basically just, like, has a flashing warning that's like, all ship traffic in and out of this... docking facility is restricted. Please be patient. We will get in touch with you as soon as the emergency situation has been resolved. Please stay inside your ship. And so, what do you want to do? You want to try to like bypass that?
Let's ignore that. Okay. Yes.
Oh, we will definitely stay inside our ship.
Okay. Yeah. So make a computers test.
Computer. Eight.
Okay. All right. So you're able to bypass the system. Now you got a choice. you can do it, but you can either do it quickly. So if you do it fast, that means it'll disable it and you can get the ship up and out of here. But it'll be like messy, basically. You just have to brute force your way through it, and then anyone who looks at the logs will see exactly what happens, and they might be able to get information on the ship. Or you can take your time and you'll be able to do it, but it means that the cops will show up while you're doing it.
I guess I go on the comms and I say, Higgs, is it going to be bad if the cops show up here?
Well, Piani, I'm looking outside. I see about 13 bodies, some with multiple body parts missing. And
do you give a fuck if they find out that we're here?
Yes, because we've got DeSoto here, and we've also got Alfie, which they don't like and will probably think is the cause of all this. So that would probably be a bad thing, yes.
Well, you're going to have to deal with the cops for a bit if you want me to keep it clean. Or I can just do it. We can get the fuck out of here, but, you know, they can find us.
What do you mean they can find us?
Well, they'll know it was us. They could possibly say they'll know it was the swan song.
Well, that just means that we're cooler in the eyes of many people, doesn't it?
I immediately just go do it the fast way then. Just like...
Awesome.
That was enough. That's all I had here.
All right, cool. All right, so... yeah, as you up on the dock, you see the cop cars. Like, you see a couple of like hover vehicles with the like red and blue flashing lights on top, approaching at a high speed. Maybe they're like on the like external loudspeaker, trying to control like the people that are around, because you know, there's like crowds starting to form. Like, people are starting to come out and like try to see what's happening. So like, everyone stand back, stay in your vehicles. They're pulling up, and then there's a loud thunk as the docking clamps like disconnect. Basically, on the bridge, the captain, like your terminal, a message, like a comm channel, tries to like get through from customs. They're basically hailing you.
Okay, I accept it, but no video, only audio.
Okay, all right. So the there's a voice on the other side. You can hear lots of people like talking loudly, and it's like you can hear the inside of a like a call center. Basically, you can hear other people talking, and someone is like, Captain, can you it looks like your docking clamps are disconnected. We're gonna need you to keep your ship powered down. Please just stay where you are. This is an emergency police situation. We need all the traffic to stay where it is while we try to get the docking system back under control. We're having, and you can hear like beeping and like some kind of like klaxon going on.
So maybe I go.
Yeah.
I look.
We're having a rave.
I look. What is Alfie? Alfie, are you looking at me while I'm doing this?
Yeah. I'd be like.
Okay. I beckon you over, but I don't say anything. I just move the hands or whatever. And then I make like crumpling noises into the mic, like distortion. Okay. And then I mute it, and I'm like, Alfie, I'm going to need you to scream in some of those colorful languages that you like to use in about 5 seconds. Does that work?
He kind of like, his eyes squint a little bit, and he's like, yes.
Okay. And then I unmute and just go, oh, God, they're everywhere. We're under attack. Please send all the cops. Help, help. And then I point to Alfie, and I'm just like, give me, go, go, go.
I like... He's a horrible actor, doesn't really know where you're going with this, so he's just kind of like, stand down, you will, Mataba Nawamba, when he's trying to do it, he doesn't understand, but his voice is fluctuating and stuff like that.
Right, you're totally unreliable. This, like, you should have just been like, Alfie, just speak normally to me, and then it would have just happened.
I was like, we gotta go, we gotta get out here, our life's at risk, we'll see, thank you so much for the stay on the planet, it's beautiful, that I just close out.
Thank you so much for the stay on your planet. It was beautiful. All right. So you hammer the comm system off. And you can hear the cops outside, like the sirens going off as they pull up.
and they like get out, and it's obvious that the ship is the sort of epicenter of the explosion that, that killed all these people. And you can see through the cockpit window, cops with like guns getting cover behind their doors and like pointing them, and one of them like shouts into the loudspeaker like, "Occupants of the vehicle, stay where you are." What are you gonna do?
How far away are they?
They're like 100 meters maybe from where you are.
So enough to where I possibly couldn't heard that.
I mean, you hear it. Like the speakers are loud, right? They're meant to carry.
I think we just keep going.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to take off?
Yeah. Does it? Can I, while we're doing that, can I look at them to see if they have like any guns that are going to shoot us down?
No, the police on this planet do not carry, anti-aircraft weapons.
Fantastic. Then fuck them. Let's just go.
Okay. Just go. All right. You don't have enough stars for that yet.
Excellent.
If you shoot one of them, though, a tank will pull up, but, okay. So the engines on the back of the Swan Song, you hear the familiar hum as they tilt down, the ship jars up, tilts slightly, and then starts to take off. And Alfie, on your console, you've got the controls, you're the one, you know, pulling up on the joystick, your warning HUD starts to flash red, and it says like target lock acquired, and it's like flashing like there's a missile that's locked onto you.
I just relay that to Higgs. There's a missile lock on us.
Okay, your system starts to, the like comm system starts to beep again, like you have another connection,
and we're receiving a call.
What countermeasures do we have, like flares and chaffs and stuff?
No, you don't have anti-missile defense. Fast driving and dodging, basically.
Oh. Loose lifestyles.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a missile that has a lock on you.
You'd have to, yeah, basically, like, it'd be on Alpharius to try to, like, fly, yeah.
Alpharius, can you dodge evasively a missile?
He looks at you and says, "I am confident that I can."
Oh, that's a sentence, actually. You finished a sentence. I'm proud of you.
I click on the comms and I say, I don't actually know what he was going to say at the end there.
No, that was the sentence. There's a, he's confident that he can. That's what he said.
Oh, I see.
I'm confident that I can.
Yeah. We're good. Yeah. I hit ignore on the thing in front of us.
Boop.
Okay, so you're just going to ignore the comms, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me see what... So you're going to evade combat. So why don't you make a pilot test, Alpharius?
Excellent. Is that a 2d6 variety?
Yeah. And I'm going to roll... I'll roll to hit you.
Because in my piloting... Let me check here now. I have a 2 in vehicle/space. So is that a +2?
Yes, it is. Plus your dexterity if you have a dex bonus.
Well, it just so happens, Adam.
Fucking sweet, man.
A 9!
So, yeah, this isn't, just to be clear, this isn't the cops shooting at you. This is the built-in defense systems of the port. So they're going to take a shot at you. You got a 9. Sorry, dude.
What in the fuck are you doing over there with your dice?
All right, so you're still going to get away, but the ship is going to take a hit, so...
You know what this is, Adam.
No, I don't, Steven.
Some horse shit.
Yeah. Well. This is some Metal Gear 5 do-it defecation from Adam.
Yeah, look, you tried to take the ship off, and there was this horse standing there, and the ship just spun off into space.
Yeah.
You crash into the moon. Okay,
there's,
let me find the...
wizards on the moon, by the way.
Well, maybe the wizard will help you when you get to the moon. Well,
I thought they came from the moon.
Yeah, but they're on the moon.
That would mean that they were on the moon at one time.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're probably there.
Starship weapons. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So you take, the ship is going to take some damage. Let's
see. No ship.
Oof. All right, so Swan Song takes 7 damage as you take off. So the ship hits the like, I don't know, the left, I don't know, the port engine, There's a loud pop. The ship tilts sideways. Smoke starts gushing out of the engine. We see the like kind of shaky cam version as the missile flies up and hits it. It goes in and out of focus, kind of like wobbles a little, and then the sky starts to go from light blue to dark blue to black as you emerge from
space. What is the ship's HP?
Space. The ship's, you're at full hit points right now.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it was. And you're a free trader.
I've got
Yeah, I was going to say, Steven, you still have the sheet.
Max is 20, so now we're down to 13.
Okay.
Down to
13. That's no problem.
Okay. We should like make a character for the ship that all of us have access to in Roll 20.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah,
Steven, we should make that, Steven.
I actually prefer that we keep numbers vague so that if it does get serious, we could just
budget.
We can just hand wave it. Adam could just be like, Adam, it's not that bad. You're low, but you're fine.
Yeah, of course we repaired the ship, Adam. Why didn't you write
it? Hold on. DM Chad is saying that we have two armor. Is that factor into this?
That would be like the two hit roll, right?
Oh, it would in combat.
Oh, yeah. Wow. In combat isn't when we get locked down by missiles and shot at, or
you're not fighting back. You're just trying to avoid being shot. Look, I wanted to resolve it.
GM chat is on my side.
I wanted to resolve it into basically like one opposed roll rather than going into a big like whole fight.
Yeah, I got you. It's complete horseshit.
Yeah, got you. It's horseshit.
That's fine. Okay, so I made a character sheet for the ship.
I'll transfer all of it.
Okay, there you go, buddy.
You stand also, before the jury for engaging in a fight in a bar. It's like, well, to be honest, I punched him and he was knocked unconscious. Therefore, what do we even call that, basically, is what I submit to you, Mr. Judge.
Okay. Judge. So you get away, but the ship is damaged. But all the systems are still fine.
Well, when we get hit, by the way, I'm like, you know, hitting buttons, and it's like, and I look back and I said, I told you I could not.
No, you actually. Nice. Yeah. Look, it doesn't matter. Let's just get out of here alive.
He's like, hitting buttons. Like, I clearly said.
Okay. So you get out into the out of the atmosphere. On the display, the tactical display, you can see three small ships have taken off from the planet's surface and are following you.
Mm.
We have three contacts.
We have the, what did the Onitsa Libre give us? Exit codes? Is that what they were called? Or what was it?
Yeah. You had customs codes. For the
and those were just so that we could leave without customs checking our ship, right?
Yes. If you had just been like, "Hey, I'm gonna leave. We're gonna leave now. Thanks, ready to go." But there was a big gunfight, and then Piani like forced her way out of the system. Like they know that you were leaving. They know you were leaving without legit reason.
Yeah.
What would be?
Just blast the code. Really? Just be like, "We're legit. We're fine."
What would be a so the Onitsa Libre are fighting against what? Are Onitsa Libre fighting against the government here?
Yes, they want to re-seize control of the planet's governmental systems. Yeah.
So if I were to blast something over the Onitsa Libre airwaves, saying that three governmental ships are following us. As we're doing an act to liberate the Onitsa Libre or some shit, could we
well
have them assist us with these ships?
So Onitsa Libre,
let me just make it simpler. Sakarian comes in with the entire Fotenhauer fleet. All
right. Yeah,
I do control that character. It's pretty easy peasy. We shoot a couple of missiles, they all go away.
Sure, yeah, no, you head out to you head out to help the Swan Song. So in like 6 weeks, all these ships
show up,
and they pick up Higgs's Adam. Corpse.
I didn't want to tell you this, but it just so happens we were actually in system the whole time, my friend.
No, you're not. I know where you're at. I'm looking at the stats for the ships. Armor isn't a to hit penalty. It is damage, straight up damage reduction. So you do take less damage. You take five. Two less damage than that.
Took five then.
Cool.
Yeah.
We have 15. We could take three more hits like that, guys. We're fine.
Incidentally, Adam, I don't have a character sheet on this new character. I think you might need to like give me ownership or whatever.
I do not have.
Yeah.
Do I have Eric? You should.
What about Howard? Is he in system?
What about
Rich? You need a character sheet for the Swan Song?
Yeah, like the swan song is there, and I see it, but like there's no character sheet.
You gotta click character sheet, and there should be two tabs. There's character and ship.
No, there's only bio and info. There's no other two tabs. Like I have that on my character sheet.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You see
that? Don't have okay. Swan song.
I might have to just assign it.
We can take a look during the break.
There you go. You should have it. I just need to assign it.
It's done.
Cool. Yep. Okay. Anyway, so so there's these ships approaching. Now you have a little bit of time to prepare because they had to like scramble the ships. But what do you want to do?
I mean, is this the type of thing where we could just jump right now?
Yeah. Yes. If you can, you have enough time. Normally there'd be like an initiative roll here, but you're faster than there. So yeah, if you want to just make the jump now, you could.
Yeah,
technically out of the atmosphere.
Okay. Health wise, the DeSoto would be great, right? He won't. That's not going to affect him.
I mean, he won't even know it's going to happen, and he's strapped down into the system.
I think we just jump.
Okay. All right. So you start programming the jump, and Pi says to you just sort of casually like making a jump this close to the planet with unsecured cargo in the hold is going to be tricky.
Well, why don't we just let this cargo go as we jump?
Not a bad idea. Would you like me to open the cargo bay doors?
Does anyone want anything? We got a bulletproof car. That's kind of cool.
So, like, DeSoto is in the med bay, not in the cargo bay.
Correct. He is in the
only in the med
he's
bay.
With you. Nothing is in the car, and all the debris is in the hole.
I flip on the comms. I say, do we care about saving the corpse?
I cut into this conversation. I'm like, well, how long would I would know how much more distance we need, right? So how much further would we need?
So technically to jump to another system, you have to get to the edge of the edge of this system. But what this is like you gunning the engines and getting to the edge of the system before them because you're faster than the fighters are. So, I mean, it takes whatever, like a couple hours to get to the edge of the system at full speed. But
all right. So they'd get what? One shot of missiles at us in that time? Because that's how long it takes to shoot missiles, you think?
No, because you have enough time to make that jump now, right? Like, you got off the planet fast enough?
Listen, Adam, you took a tank away from us. I'm not going to let you take a bulletproof car as well. How long would I have to survive?
So you can use your basically one turn's worth of time to either leave or, like, secure the cargo hold.
Mm.
And then leave, right? But if you wait to secure the cargo hold, then the...
What I would say then, I would cut in and say, I can juke them. Someone get to the cargo hold and secure. Go.
I've lost two fucking wheelchairs in the last 6 months. I think we can lose a car.
I just like
the same thing.
I just like tighten the straps on DeSoto and then I flip it on. I say, I'm on my way. And I just go sprinting out the hall.
Okay, I just mutter myself, well, at least I don't have to go die. Shit, comms were on. Turn them off real quick. Right, yeah.
So you want to use the evade combat maneuver, yeah. Alpharius? Okay. All right, so while you're going to do that, and Eric, you run into the cargo hold, and yeah, like the car is all like jammed in, and there's debris everywhere. Now, if it was just you as a person... this would be hard, but you got psychic abilities to help you.
So like I guess I'm just trying to get this shit like so I'm trying to grab the corpse so that we have it, and then what exactly am I trying to do? Like I'm trying to secure the thing. Yeah.
Yes. So the ship's ceiling and floor and walls have like straps and hooks for holding down like cargo containers. Mm-hmm. So you can take those. It would take hours normally to like pull out of the floor and like lift over and hook in and tighten over the car. And
I think this is like Eric's moment, right? Yeah. He just like almost starts levitating, but it's really everything else just starts like lifting up around him. And there's like chains and shit and like flaps opening and just like stuff whips out and like latches onto this car. It's like, you know, he's got this whirling dervish of stuff flying around him and just like buckling this car down.
Yeah, you're conducting the psychic orchestra, just like moving all these pieces around. And
That's probably exactly what's going on in Eric's head. Like there's like some real nice like droning, dulcimer, like, you know, Viking Norse music going on in his head while all this stuff is, like, you know, clamping on. Yeah.
Nice. So we get shots back and forth from, like, Eric's perspective, and then outside where he's just kind of, like, humming to himself and, like, things are moving around. Cool. Okay.
I say over comms, kush gilia.
Thank you.
Okay, so to evade combat, it's an extended test. You take a piloting test posed by your pursuer. You add the speed of your craft. One roll is made each round, and they won't be able to shoot at you in the first round, but after that, they can try to get, like, they can take shots at you.
Can I assist anyway with this?
What skills do you have that you could assist with?
Higgins.
Yeah,
that's the skill.
There you go, Adam.
That's not your skill.
Higgs skill.
I Higgs it.
Real thing. I mean, I can think of one, but I'd like to know what you're going to suggest.
I mean, I could navigate. I have navigation, so I could navigate somewhere that would be a harder shot for them or something, sure. Angle-wise.
Yeah, you can try to navigate your way, like, out, because there are other ships, like, around the planet and stuff, so you could try to be like, yeah, fly past that thing, and, like, you know, because this is the star, not the Star Trek, but the Star Wars part, where, like, the fighters are chasing you, and you're the Millennium Falcon, and you're, like, flying over these capital ships, and the Onitsa ships are flying in tight behind you, trying to shoot you down. Let me just get the numbers here. So their piloting skill is one.
And navigation's obviously charisma-based, right? So I can get that extra plus one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're going to roll with your intelligence, and if you can get a 7 or better, then you can help on the roll. And you need to accumulate, basically, you just need to get 2 successes. So there'll be one round, that last round they can shoot at you. Failing an evasion test resets your total successes to 0. So you need to just get 2 in a row without failing with Higgs's help.
So I'm at +3 then, because of dexterity and my +2.
You might be +4 with...
here's the assist roll.
Might be +4.
10, that's an assist roll.
All right.
Okay, and then also the speed factor.
Yeah, and you add the speed of your ship. Yeah. So what's
just
the...
called an even 10, do you think?
Well, if yours is 10, then it's higher.
I thought you said we're faster.
Your engine is faster? Your engine is faster, but they're more maneuverable. They have a 5. You guys have a 3. So
right now, do I just add a cool 3 to the 4 I already had?
Yes. Yeah. You roll and add 7.
What's a good? Okay. What do we roll? We're just trying to beat them.
2d6 plus 7.
And they're rolling 2d6 plus 6.
Oh, that's pretty good.
If you roll that's higher than a fucking 16, Adam.
That's.
I will call.
Shot. Look at that! So there's get wrecked. Get ready.
Okay. All right. So the first round, they come ripping out of the atmosphere. We see, you know, at a distance, these 3 like bright lights. Yeah, as they pop out of the atmosphere, the front, their heat shields in the front all like burning red. And then they dive in after you as you like hook over a big cargo, like a huge cargo ship. And then they come peeling around the outside, and then the sensors on the ship start to scream that they're trying to get missile locks on you. Now, if somebody has the gunner skill and wants to fire back, or like Higgs, if you just want to fire back with no skill, you can spin the lasers around and shoot back at them.
No, I don't want to shoot the cops. That's a death sentence.
They're going to be able to shoot at you too. So these fighters have. Let me see.
These aren't the cops though. They're galactic space or something like that, right?
I mean, they're cops.
They're cops from whatever planet this was. I mean, fuck this planet. I don't even know. We're never coming back.
Okay, so they're equipped with a Reaper battery.
You know, we actually literally cross off planets after we go to them. It's like, okay, went to this one, permanently exiled. Went to that one, murdered a guy.
You want
to
have the death sentence of 12 systems. You can't fuck around.
You know. You got to work for that, yeah.
Right. Got to work up to that.
Okay. All right. So the 3 of them are going to take shots at you, and then you can make your second roll to try to get away. Is anybody going to shoot back, or are you just going to let them fire?
I mean, if they are shooting at us.
Yeah, I guess if they are shooting, I'll take a shot.
Okay. All right.
What would I roll for that?
Let me just check the sand. What weapon are you firing? The sand thrower?
Adam. It's the Mega Sandblaster. We upgraded that last week. You know this.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no Mega Sandblaster. Let me remind you, because your characters would remember this. It's been a long time since the players have done anything with the ship. The sand thrower is especially designed for fucking up fighters, right? You fire them. It does double damage to them.
It's a flak weapon.
Well, yeah. That being said, then, Adam, I think what we do is just elbow out the windows and shoot out of the side of the
fucking right. Yeah. Just lean out there with your Uzi.
Pop.
Yeah. Just fucking roll slow and just like drive by these motherfuckers.
I want to shoot a mountain thrower, man. That'd be a cool gun.
Is there anything I could do to even a single ship to try to jam a radar or fuck with their computer systems to make it harder to hit us? Or
I don't think that your ship has electronic countermeasures.
Well, goddamn it, Swansong crew. What the fuck are we waiting
for? Shut up, Piana. Go back to sleep. You've already done your job
okay.
here.
So before anybody rolls anything, like the whole ship is like blaring the red alert. Everyone's rooms, like Piani, you're looking at your computer and you can kind of see the information there. You can, everybody in the ship sees that you're about to get wrecked. And Alpharius, on your panel, it's like, you know, three weapons loading up, getting ready to fire. And then let's go to break before we do all the attacks.
You do want to fuck YouTube then.
Yeah. Why?
I think it's important.
No, I'm on board with this.
They're already going to complain about the 40 minutes that we spend in the first hour talking about nonsense. Well, so let's just do it again. Let's just do it again. So we'll do that. We'll take this break. We'll come back and we'll go into hour three. We'll see what happens to the crew of the Swansong after that. So see you guys in just a bit. More Swansong coming up right after this. We'll see you in a sec.